Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Las Vegas Metro Chamber. On the broadcast today, she served two terms as Las Vegas mayor and currently sits on the board of directors of Caesars Entertainment. Jan Jones Blackhurst is here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The holidays are upon us, a time of celebration, family gathering, and gratitude. There are gifts to be wrapped, feasts prepared, love shared, and memories made. Life is precious, so let us cherish each other and all that we have. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We thank you for letting us enrich your lives, and thank you for your support throughout the year. Happy holidays.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are absolutely delighted, as always, to welcome back to the program Jan Jones Blackhurst, former two-time mayor of Las Vegas and longtime member of Caesars Entertainment, now on the board of Caesars Entertainment. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Always a delight to be with you, Sam.
So let's go back to, 1999.
Yeah.
And when you joined what was then Harrah's Entertainment, that was in the process of taking over Caesars Entertainment at that point. Meshing those two cultures, you have a Reno-based company that had expanded into riverboats and other things, but was now going to become the entity that it became. How difficult was it to merge those two different cultures as we look toward today and seeing another merger of epic proportions?
It took a lot of work because at the time, Caesars Entertainment was the brand. The brand not only in Las Vegas, but the brand in the world. It was the most widely recognized gaming brand. So to them, being taken over by Harrah's, which they used to call the Big Purple Machine, it wasn't something that they were particularly delighted about. So we really had to take the approach that they knew things about branding and big level gaming that we were still learning. And so you have to be respectful on both sides, that we had a perspective to give when it really came to customer loyalty and how to build a loyal base of customers and how to reward those customers. Caesars knew about big brands and big gaming. And so over the next couple of years, with mutual respect and understanding that neither company had all the answers, you can get to the right place.
And obviously, over time, everything did eventually merge. Was there a lot of resentment on the Caesar side?
I don't think there was a lot of resentment that sustained itself. What we really realized is we had a lot of brands. We had the Harris brand, which was immensely popular with our database. We had the Horseshoe, which was former Binion and a real gambling company. And then Caesars was the top line. So we learned to use our brands in different markets to their highest and best use.
It's been an interesting time with both consolidation and now seeing companies like MGM looking to boost their stock price, letting go of 1,000 top employees, that a lot of them have now moved to other properties in Las Vegas. So, you know, there aren't a lot of people out there to just be able to replace. So, you know, how do companies, and obviously you can't speak specifically about this merger, but how do companies operate in this atmosphere of retaining executives and maintaining the company when these are such big moves?
You know, you make an interesting point. For decades, there were just a few people in the gaming industry, and they were the ones that really understood how to run the properties. But I think we really found, even under Gary Loveman, Gary took a totally different perspective, that he wanted to hire smart people because he believed he could teach smart people a skill and they would take it to the highest level just because they had the acumen. So I think particularly in Caesars today, you have a lot of people that come from many different disciplines. And that's allowed us to hire the top and best talent, both from an operator perspective and then from data analytics and legal and, you know, all sort of purchasing. And you end up with a really good pool of talent.
You came from being a Las Vegas mayor, and we'll get to a previous career in a few minutes. Did you ever dream that it would go from what was then the gaming industry to what it has become now, which is this highly computerized, you know, detailed industry?
You know what's interesting is I think my answer to that is yes. That I always had this incredible belief in the entrepreneurial spirit that drove Las Vegas. That they were always looking for the next and best idea to broaden who wanted to come here, how long they wanted to stay. When we brought the Raiders, and I think that this will forever change the character of Las Vegas, no other state or certainly city in this nation could have put together the funding to expand our convention center, double its size, and build a 65,000 seat stadium in a 4-day special session. You know, we have this ability to see what's the next big move and grab it rather than overanalyze it. And we now have a facility, it's not just the Raiders, which both the Las Vegas Knights and the Raiders have brought Las Vegas to a whole different level. But with that stadium, we can bring in Super Bowl, World Cup soccer, Beyonce, huge events that bring customers and tourists who want to come and stay. And what you found with the Raiders, and this fascinates me, is that the majority of the stadium, it's not that it was sold to Las Vegas fans, it was sold to fans from around the world. Because if you're a Cleveland Brown fan, diehard that they are, this is a reason to come to the game, stay 4 days. And so it's really given a whole new world of opportunity to Las Vegas and to Nevada.
So is this in a way NFR times a million?
Yes.
Because you took a December that was traditionally a completely dead time, and this rodeo became a 10-day event that you didn't even have to have a ticket to the rodeo. Whatever property you were staying in was going to have their own celebrations of the rodeo. And so do you see that the same way?
That's exactly. This stadium is NFR on steroids. That it just the energy and the programming opportunity. As you know, AGM will be the programmer. They bring in some of the biggest acts from around the world. And they've already sold out all of the stadium seats. I mean, there may be a few left, but that's just remarkable. Even the Raiders say they've never seen anything like it. And when the draft comes to Las Vegas next April, I think even the NFL is not going to believe what happens here. That how we'll bring in people for the draft, it's going to be beyond their imagination.
Okay, so I know this is just a shot in the dark, but how long before we have a Super Bowl in Las Vegas?
Oh, I don't think very long. I would say within 5 years. 5 years of the stadium opening.
All right, so we are in the process of building more rooms in Las Vegas. You're seeing a Resorts World moving towards completion. The Drew is, it seems like, seriously now moving forward. Do we need more rooms?
I think there's a possibility that we do. Las Vegas today is running, well, Caesars is running at 98% occupancy. And I imagine that it's very similar across the Strip. And now we're bringing in facilities that give us even more reasons to come to Las Vegas. I'm not sure probably around 7,000 rooms that will be in Resort World and Drew will be enough.
So then you come to, how many rooms do you have before you need to either expand the airport or build Ivanpah?
You know, the airport's pretty spectacular, but if they decided to expand it, the land that's right a little bit south of McCarran, you know, they talked for a long time about having a secondary Henderson Airport there. That wouldn't be a stretch of the imagination that could happen.
As you look at what's going on with the convention...
It becomes Terminal 4.
Right. So as you look at what's happening with the convention center and the Boring Company and Elon Musk, do you think it's realistic that could be a transportation system for Las Vegas in the next 10 years?
Well, I think it's very good that we have a demonstration project, that they're going to try it down Convention Center Drive. That allows us to see how many people does it really move. Is it efficient enough? Is Caliche a problem? And I think the jury's out on that. I think it would be an unbelievable solution if it works, because our only other alternatives are to go up, but you can't make the Las Vegas Strip any wider, and you've really built out all of the infrastructure around the Las Vegas Strip. So you either have to go up with a monorail or you need to go under with a Boring Company.
All right, so do you see the potential for the Convention Authority to be involved in funding the monorail expansion to Mandalay Bay?
I think they'll look at it. I'm not sure they'll be a funder, but it is one of the purposes of the Convention Center is to fund tourism infrastructure. And you're certainly going to have, in my opinion, this could be different of their board of Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority Board, you're going to have that connection just to move people so that the stadium experience is of a very high quality. It's been amazing to me. I don't know if you've been to a Las Vegas Knights game.
I have not, but I have a lot of friends who have.
You really have to go. And it's how Las Vegas figured out really quickly how to direct that traffic and make it a seamless experience so you're not just angry all the time. And people will say to me, well, you know, you don't have enough parking for the stadium. It's going to be terrible. I said, really? Have you been to the Los Angeles Coliseum? You think that's a fun experience? Ours is going to be an A-plus experience compared to some of the stadium experiences around the country. Now, some will be remote with shuttles. Some will be Uber, Lyft. You know, many you can walk because you're really quite close to the stadium. When you first drive into Las Vegas now, all of a sudden, there it is. And inside it is simply spectacular.
All right, let's take a break. We've got a whole different topic when we come back with Jan Jones-Blackhurst after this.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jan Jones Blackhurst, two-time mayor of Las Vegas. Going back a long ways in your history, for those that may not know, you used to be on television selling cars.
And even before that, I was selling groceries.
Okay, so, and you, if I'm not mistaken, you had an MBA, correct?
Yes.
And, but as you are today, a beautiful woman on television selling automobiles. And you've come from there, risen up through the ranks to become mayor, risen up the ranks to be a corporate leader in Las Vegas in so many areas, it would take me a half an hour to list them all, if not longer. And then we have the Me Too movement. You had to have gone through a lot of struggles in your early days.
No.
No?
No.
How did you avoid that?
I think maybe it's my personality. I always say hashtag not me. I can't really explain why. I certainly dealt with sexism, and I certainly dealt with misogyny. I never dealt with any kind of harassment. Maybe I just set off some kind of energy that says, don't think about it. But I have seen a lot of women who have. And I think it was different as well because I was in the leadership position. So I wasn't as vulnerable. I was a leadership, so you're going to be more careful. Very often, the women who really suffer from sexual harassment are working women that this is their job, this is their livelihood. Many are single mothers. And so they're fearful of what to do because they don't want to lose their job. And so they're put in very bad positions.
Your comments on the Gaming Control Board's new rules, it's a good start.
I was, very honestly, I was a little disappointed. I thought that the original sexual harassment regulations that had been proposed by the former chairwoman Harris went a lot farther to truly protect vulnerable women. I think that the new rules, look, I'm glad they passed them, good for Nevada. But they really just codify the EEOC rules that are set forth by the federal government. And I think I'd have trouble filing a complaint with the federal government. So I don't think it went far enough. I thought Nevada had an opportunity to show real leadership, and they sidestepped it a little bit. But I'm glad we have something.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be back with Jan Jones Blackhurst after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Jan Jones Blackhurst, former two-time mayor of Las Vegas and Caesars board member. Now, Eldorado Resorts has made it clear that they have no interest in international venues. So maybe this opens up the chance for you to talk a little bit more about Japan, where you were very much involved in exploring issues for Caesars at that time. Where do you think this is all heading at this point? Because it seems like the deck has been cleared for MGM at this point.
I think that MGM is right now in pole position for Osaka. You know, Japan is very different from any other international license because the Japanese, unlike Macau, they're going to be very involved. And you're going to, the selection is going to be more about your partner than in many ways than it's going to be about the company. So the gaming companies who select the right partners or are selected by the right partners are going to be in the best position. So MGM is partnering with Oryx. We think that's a very strong bid. And you've seen Sheldon pulled out. I believe Lawrence Ho has as well, simply because they don't see as strong a partner to compete against that particular group.
Now that's in Osaka.
That's in Osaka.
Okay.
Now Yokohama has raised their hand, as they say in Japan. That's particularly my favorite location because it's right by the Haneda Airport. It's within 20 minutes of downtown Tokyo, but you're separate and apart. It's on a port. It's got all of the elements to make just a spectacular destination resort. But so that bidding process is going to be fierce. I believe Hokkaido, which was one of the locations that we were particularly interested in, the governor and the mayor have actually decided they're going to hold back, that they're not going to bid in this round. And I think that's what many people don't understand about Japan. The first round is three licenses, but they could give up to seven. So there'll be continual process that will be ongoing probably for the next 7 years. So even in Eldorado's case, they're focusing right now on, let's run the world's largest riverboat destination resort company, and let's wait and see 3 years from now, 4 years from now, we may see things differently.
Did you take pause at Las Vegas Sands questioning whether they could make the return on investment of putting in, say, a $10 billion resort?
No, I think that Sheldon is probably one of the more astute in really doing an assessment of, do I make money here? And there are huge expectations of what kind of capital needs to be invested into these resorts. You're limited on the floor size, similar to Singapore, yeah. But your taxes a little bit higher in Japan. And so I think that Sheldon is right to pause and reflect, am I going to get a return? But you've got a number of huge gaming companies who have made the assessment that the return's there.
And that's where we have to leave it. It is always an absolute pleasure to have you on the program.
I wish you'd come down here, Sam. We could hang around much more.
Oh, that I would love. Thank you so much for being here, and hope to have you back very soon.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers tapings in Las Vegas are brought to you by the Las Vegas Metro Chamber of Commerce.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.